A Long Walk to Water, Two Voice Poem.
Hello, this is Elmer.
And Amanda. The following is our two voice poem representing the perspectives of a boy and a girl from South Sudan. Our hope is that our poem will help people better understand the issues being faced by the Sudanese people, including violence and lack of clean water.
I will be reading the part of Selva, who is a lost boy in South Sudan.
And I will be reading the part of Naya, who is a girl that can't go to school because she has to fetch water.
The title of our poem is Perseverance Helps.
Perseverance was very helpful for me and
for me.
With the water bounced on my head and my foot still sore from the thorn, I knew that coming home would take longer than coming back. Part 14.
I went days without food or water, eating leaves and berries and sucking liquid from mud to stay alive. Current event 7. Therefore,
it was
hard
living
in
Sudan.
Sudan.
I had to walk to remote places and receive contaminated water every day.
And I had to run away from war without any food or water on rough terrain.
To the pond and back, nearly a full day of walking altogether, part 20.
To escape, we had to cross the crocodile-infested river Gilo, current event 7.
After all, growing up in this environment made me try harder
and made me become brave.
Please consider donating to our class fundraiser to help rehabilitate a well and drill in South Sudan.
To donate, visit our school website or Facebook to find the link to the Glenwood Springs Middle School Class of 2024's fundraising website.
This has been a collaboration from KDNK,
Glenwood Springs Middle School, in the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
Thank you for listening.